Hi, this is Lisa Meyerson, and welcome to the Sabian Podcast. Hello, and welcome back. It's been a while since I've been here. The last one I did was a podcast related to the moon cycle and Israel and Palestine. And today I want to do something a little bit more general. We did just have the new moon solar eclipse on June 10th, which was yesterday. And for those of you who were able to see it, it looked really beautiful from the pictures that I saw. Personally, it happened here at about 6 in the morning, and I woke up at 7. So I woke up at my normal wake-up time. but very glad for people who were able to see it and take photographs of it. I'm going to go over the Sabian symbols of the new moon and then the aspects around it. It was a new moon that was conjunct Mercury and square Neptune. And just in general, that would have to do with like the new moon to me feels like it can be a very internal time. You know, it's the dark of the moon. And I often will compare the new moon with like a menstrual cycle versus the full moon, which will be like ovulation. So the new moon can feel like kind of cranky and grumpy and PMS-y. And it can be like a more contemplative time. And I personally was working all day in my acupuncture job, and I had 4 sessions, but each session had an hour break between them, and I just didn't take the time to contact people and ask them if they could come in earlier or later and bunch up my appointments. And I just took the time and really just was quiet and contemplated. And it was a very relaxed and chill day, and it didn't really have very much emotional drama, but it could have been confusing, and actually it was square Neptune, and there could have been, there actually was a situation that I had personally where there was some deception or somebody who might have been deceiving themselves. We had a situation in the clinic where one of our colleagues was leaving the door unlocked, and the person who it really seemed obvious who had done it, I had actually asked her if it might have been her, and she's like, "Oh no, I would never do that." But she had actually walked in, didn't lock the door right in front of me, And I had an identical situation as the colleague who had sent an email out saying, "Hey, the door was unlocked this morning, and it looked like somebody didn't close last night." But it turned out that somebody was coming in very early and not locking the door and like basically leaving it open. And we're just locking it because of COVID. And we usually keep it unlocked with a door code. But since 2020, we've been letting people in and locking the door behind them and so on. So I had that like very, very quiet, peaceful moment of deception from a colleague saying, oh no, I'd never do that. But I saw with my own eyes that you just did it. So anyway, that was that. But it wasn't like very conflictual. It was just like, okay, I'll let her save face and, not embarrass her. Maybe it won't happen again. But that new moon square Neptune could point that out in ourselves, like, what are we lying to? How are we lying to ourselves? And then Sun conjunct Moon conjunct Mercury retrograde could also be about, like, going back over things. It could even be just reviewing certain procedures and, like the email that was sent out by my colleague saying, "Hey, the door was unlocked. Don't forget to review the closing policies and the opening policies." And just like, "Hey, let's review this." And so generally Mercury retrograde can be about miscommunication and things breaking down. But it also can be about reviewing policies and procedures and just, you know, going over bugs in systems, rewriting computer code, and, you know, tracking down lost documents and so on. And the Sabian symbols of the new moon, it was a cafeteria with an abundance of choices. And so a really nice, positive sense of possibilities. But it was conjunct Mercury at 21 Gemini, a tumultuous labor demonstration. And then squaring Neptune 24 Pisces, the tiny island seems lost in the broad ocean, but its happy inhabitants have created a world all their own. And there's been quite a bit of tumultuous news, and there's been, like, for example, in America, there's been, like, the feud between Nancy Pelosi and the Squad, particularly Ilhan Omar, and basically for her stating the truth, going back to Israel, the ICC, otherwise known as the International Criminal Court, wants to basically try Israel and Palestine for human rights violations. They want to just review what's going on there and provide an objective eyes to what's happening. And Ilhan Omar simply asks, like, where else can people go for these rights when their rights aren't being taken into consideration? And so just thinking about that, the tumultuous labor demonstration would be things like that, like people who are standing up for their human rights. And then in that Neptune in Pisces with that tiny island, it could be about, like, those little groups that are like, hey, wait, I'm okay. I don't need that, but it's, you know, but the other group that's not included in that island does need it. So there needs to be parity and equality, and you know, it's not just about us and our own needs. Or if our needs aren't being respected or our rights are being violated, it's really important that the people who aren't having that experience actually care and want there to be fairness. And so that's my take on that particular string of aspects with the new moon. And so it's a fairly uncomplicated new moon in terms of the fact that it's like the last one really touched on a lot of different aspects, but this one just has the conjunction to Mercury retrograde and square Neptune at 24 Pisces. The retrograde Mercury, I think about too, would be very much like the ICC wanting to try this case. A Mercury retrograde would be like, hey, let's take a look back at this and let's review what's been happening for the last, like, several decades, 70 years, and let's look at this and see if this is fair or unfair. And I think that sounds reasonable to me. Any institution needs criticism, or it needs to be looked at, and it should be able to withstand that without much protest. So, and then within the new moon, Venus had a few different aspects too. Venus was in conjunct Saturn, and Venus was also sextile Uranus, and then Venus was also in conjunct the South Node. And Venus was 10 degrees Cancer, and that's a large diamond in the first stage of the cutting process. And then in conjunct Saturn at 14 Aquarius, a train entering a tunnel. And then Venus sextile Uranus at 13 Taurus, a porter carrying a mountain of heavy baggage. And then Venus in conjunct South Node at 11 Sagittarius, in the left section of an archaic temple, a lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. And, you know, the first image that comes to mind is Kamala Harris going to Guatemala and telling people to not make the journey to come to America to seek asylum. And there was also a tremendous amount of uproar against her from people like AOC. And then in another article I read that she was basically saying, you know, don't come now, we're still getting our ducks in a row in terms of asylum seekers. And, you know, just thinking about that, like the image of a large diamond in the first stages of the cutting process. So like creating something that's going to work really well, and then the train entering a tunnel, like, please don't come, it might be a point of no return. I think of that Saturn in Aquarius is like, Saturn is like the school of hard knocks. It's that sense of lack. It's like this, like when I've had Saturn squares, it's like a sucker punch. It just comes out of nowhere. And it's like such a hard fist in the face. It really, really hurts. And so just thinking about that in conjunction with Venus, like we have this, we're working on it, but we don't have it set aside yet. And I'd love to see more action on that too. I'd love to see our government be more of a beacon that it has been in the past. But that train entering the tunnel, it is like that point of no return. Like, please don't come. You may not be able to come home. You might die on the way here. It's a very dangerous journey. And then sextile Uranus, 13 Taurus, a porter carrying a mountain of heavy baggage. And just thinking about that, like somebody leaving their home with everything on their back and just carrying a really, really heavy load. I have a friend whose progressed son is here at this degree, and she's moving across country. And she's also somebody who learned like something that had been a secret, and it's been a tremendous burden on her. And that's her progressed son right now. And so she's trying to integrate all that, the burden of that news that she just had no idea before. And but thinking about that from the Uranus perspective is the patterns of migration that people go through because of war, because of being refugees, because of even climate change. Like, we have so many climate refugees now, and they're carrying everything on their back and making a long, long journey. And Uranus is square Saturn, that train entering a tunnel degree. And so that sense of how hard it is to be going through that right now, and that sense of shock to maybe have to leave your home suddenly, just really, really difficult aspect right now. And that's baked into the new moon because that aspect is there. And then the other thing is Venus is in conjunct the south node at 11 Sagittarius, and that's in the left section of an archaic temple. A lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. And like the last episode that I recorded, I talked a lot about Palestine and Israel, and thinking of that, like, you belong here, you don't belong there, and that the news about Palestinians being displaced from their homes, about Israelis going and settling into places, even living in parts of the Palestinians' homes, and also I think about with this particular symbol, the caste system in India. Even our class differences here and the racial divisions in America, you know, just separating us out by our classes, by our religions, by our races, and so on. The caste system in India is just really fascinating to study because it's just so incredibly varied and complicated, and there's just so much to it, and it's so ingrained. And I gotta turn my phone beepers off. That's what that symbol reminds me of, and just thinking about how strong that is right now, and you know, just thinking also about the vaccine programs and how there's so much vaccine apartheid across the world, and you know, our own complicity in it in America, and how they're working now to get more access to vaccines throughout the world so that people are able to have immunity from the pandemic and so on. So another thing that I see here too is Mars is 30 Cancer, a daughter of the American Revolution, in conjunct Jupiter at 3 Pisces, a petrified forest, an eternal record of life lived long ago. Mars is also opposing Pluto in Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. Jupiter, it's fascinating. They're actually, Jupiter at 3 Pisces, a petrified forest, an eternal record of a life lived long ago. There actually was like a Roman Colosseum or like some structure in Israel that was just discovered. And so that's fascinating with Jupiter on that degree. And then Jupiter being in conjunct Mars, a daughter of the American Revolution, you know, just still looking at that, you know, very similar to the tumultuous labor demonstration, the righteousness, like the feud between the neoliberal arm of the Democratic Party and the squad, especially Ilhan Omar. Mars opposing Pluto, the mountain pilgrimage. You know, not sure about that one, except I have seen like Pluto in the countries where there are mountains, like in India, the pandemic has been stronger in places where people go on pilgrimages, like the Himalayas. And so just seeing that also baked into the new moon that we're experiencing and that started yesterday. I just want to see here too. Also Saturn in Aquarius, a train entering a tunnel, also trining the new North Node at 11 Gemini, newly opened lands offer the pioneer new opportunities for experience. You know, still looking at that as that like the settler colonialism in Israel. And then there's one other one that I thought was really interesting. Lilith at 26 Taurus, a Spaniard serenading his senorita. And I saw a really cool video that the New Yorker had produced on a man in Spain who is a queer flamenco dancer. So I'm going to put that in my show notes so that you can take a look at that. That's just really fun. And that is it for the new moon. But yeah, just on it in general, I think it is like something that we'll see, like, you know, a lot of discussion and protest and feistiness. And my experience of it is that, you know, a really good idea to just be really clear in your communication and avoid self-deception and also be able to see through somebody else's self-deception or their, you know, sometimes I feel like, especially in the United States with Neptune-Mars squaring in the United States chart, is that we have such a tendency to be easily gaslit and to even gaslight ourselves and gaslight others without even realizing we're doing it. And there is a need for us to have a lot of real honesty with ourselves and clarity. And this new moon squaring Neptune may shine a spotlight on that. But also with the new moon conjunct Mercury retrograde, a really good time to review where it felt like there might have been unfairness in your life where you might have had to stand up for yourself or where other people had to stand up to you. And so it's really a great time to clearly communicate and let people know and just be really honest with ourselves and, you know, not really let our own BS off the hook. So that's what I have to share about the new moon solar eclipse on June 10th, 2021. And so I hope you are having a good week and have a great weekend. And I will be back soon. And And thank you so much for listening. Be well.